Joey Gross, the head softball coach for the Ikea Manning Wolves, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2020 summer season. And coach, everybody knew this was going to be a strange season coming in with everything going on. How did you feel like the season went for you guys?
Well, you know what? We had a lot of ups and downs for many, many reasons. But you know what? Our biggest goal this year was to give our fans in the community an opportunity to think about something other than COVID-19. And I know at times they were probably still thinking about it at our games, but I'd like to say we had successfully gave our people something to do and some kids to root for. And so I thought that was a real big positive for our season.
And I noticed, Joy, before the season, a lot of your kids, even you, pretty active on wanting to be able to play. So I have a feeling the kids excited to be able to get that season in as well as you.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody was tired of sitting around their living room looking at each other. And, you know, everybody in the world needs some normalcy. And, you know, Major League Baseball just getting started, that's got to be a shot in the arm for a lot of people. Although, you know, they can't be there in person. Sports do such a great thing for a person's mental stability, whether you're a fan, a player, a coach. It's just, you know, it's always good to have something to root for. And, you know, every day brings another opportunity.
How did you feel like the team went out and played? Where did you feel like they grew as the season went?
Well, you know what? Like I said, I thought we had some ups and downs. I thought, you know, towards the end of the season, we started moving people around a little bit more. And, you know, I thought had we had a full season, this team was getting ready to really take off. I had moved some people around into positions that kind of suited them a little bit better. But, you know, and I was forced into those decisions, you know, just because of things that happened throughout the year. But sometimes, you know, when you think something bad happens, it can turn into a positive for you. I was just sad that we didn't get a little more time for kids to get acclimated into some different positions. And like I said, I was just excited about the way kids were coming around, and but disappointed that we, you know, the season was cut short. But you know what? Like I said all along, to be able to have a season. Now kids are going to get to play in the state tournament. You know what? I'm just happy for kids across the state and people that are, you know, getting an opportunity to get out and support their people.
Coach, you bring that up with, you know, moving some people around in the season shortened. How much did that impact? Because I remember even last year, your team always seems to get better as the season's going on and they're playing their best late. And you could see the team starting to improve this year. How much did that impact to have the shortened season?
Well, like I say, you don't have that, you know, you don't get that second opportunity to play teams that maybe beat you the first time around, and you thought, boy, you know what, we should have gotten that one, but we're really looking forward to the second time around playing them. The only team we played twice was Avoca. They 10-runned us the first time, and the second time was in the regional. It was 8-4, but we had every opportunity to win that game and, you know, had a couple of errors here and there that kind of opened the door for them. But, you know, we were totally in that game, and that's just the type of kids that we have. They're, you know, they might have gotten beaten early, but they're always in for a fight to the end, and I love that about the kids. They played hard. You know, they wanted to be there. I just appreciated, you know, that some teams had kids that didn't even come out because of the COVID thing. Every one of our kids came out, you know, and they gave a great effort, so... You know, in a year like this, it was not normal for anyone. Nothing felt normal. We were, you know, when you're taking a kid's temperature every time they come to practice or a game just to make sure they're healthy, you know, that doesn't set a normal right away. So, you know, that was just something we had to deal with. It's probably the new normal for a little while. But things we're definitely willing to do to try to keep everybody safe and, you know, give them opportunities to, you know, have some seasons.
Which games this year did you feel like after the game you were kind of like, that's the team I envisioned us being this year?
Well, you know what? Over at Coon Rapids Barrett, I was watching that game from the hill, but I thought the kids looked great. They only had one error in the game. They made just some outstanding plays on defense. We hit the ball super well in that game. You know, and that was getting towards the latter part of the season, and where we had the first time we had kind of moved kids around a little bit. So, you know, that was just kind of the start of what I was hoping, you know, was kind of a, you know, getting that rock over the hill and kind of rolling downhill instead of pushing it uphill all season.
What did you feel like was the strength of the team by the end? Was it defense, hitting, pitching, or where did you feel like you guys had improved?
I thought our hitting was something that really came around for us. You know, we were fighting some sore shoulders in the pitching area, and you know what? A lot of that was we didn't have that off season where kids normally are getting in and throwing and getting their shoulders in shape before the season even started. So we fought some nagging injuries, but you know what? The bright part is, you know, we saw some young kids that stepped up and you know, have some promise there as well. So, you know, sometimes a situation like that, you just got to look for, you know, the things that are more positive. You know, and when our pitchers were injured, they were still super excited to play another position and did that very well. You know, they're just begging to get out there. They didn't want to be the DP, you know. So I appreciate that. I love that when a kid, you know, begging me to get to play still. So, you know, that just shows the competitor that kids are.
And, Coach, you mentioned that you've got two young pitchers. Bianca Cadwell only going to be a junior this year, and Ella Richards, an eighth grader this summer, going to be a freshman in high school. So you got a couple of young pitchers to still kind of develop and work around and work with the next couple of years.
Well, you know, and we've got more than that. There's Amber Helber and there's Brooke Booth. But, you know, we got to see who's going to fit into that role, who really, you know, sometimes you just got to move kids around a little bit and give them opportunities. And, you know, and like in Ella's defense, you know, she probably weighs 90 pounds soaking wet. You know, chocolate milkshakes and hitting the weight room are going to make a big difference for that kid. And, you know, the great part is she's only an eighth grader. So, you know, there's a lot of room for growth there. Yeah, you know what? The game does revolve around the circle. There's no denying that, and usually your team's going to go as your pitcher goes, but we probably didn't back you know, Bianca up near as well this summer as I wish we had. And you know, that lays on my shoulders. You know, I went to more of a hitting practices. I worried more about offense this year. In the past, you know, it's probably the first year I've ever not had the defense first philosophy, but you can be sure that we'll be going back to that. And you know what? Lesson learned for me as well. So, you know, sometimes you just got to stay old school, and I'm definitely old school.
Coach, you mentioned Amber Helber. I thought as a freshman had a really nice year for you guys.
Holy cow, did she swing the bat well.
Yep.
She got an opportunity after about a third of the season or maybe even a quarter of the season was over, and she just stepped right in and did a great job. And I stuck her into the four hole, and she really competed at that slot. You know, a pitcher's going to give you the best that they have to offer when you're the cleanup hitter, and I just thought she did not disappoint at all. I am super happy about the way she swung the bat, and, you know, just all season long, she just really did a nice job. I'm really looking forward to that bat coming back.
And you mentioned some other young kids got opportunities. Zoe Melton had experience coming into this year, but another year now under her belt. Jessica Christensen got some experience over at first base this year. So a few more younger kids to be able to build around, along with probably some younger kids still coming up into the program.
Well, you know, Zoe, she was typically the catcher, but we needed somebody that, you know, especially when we made our switch to Ella, who doesn't throw as hard. You know, she's going to throw strikes, so the left side's going to get a lot of balls, and Zoe just did a fantabulous job the last part of the season playing third base for us, and Jess moved over to the catcher spot. So, you know, that was just some of the things that we manipulated there towards the end to try to help our defense out. And like I say, Zoe did a fabulous job over at third base. And, you know, with Jess moving into the catcher spot, when she's done a little bit of that at JV, but when that's not your preferred position, that's a job back there as well. So, you know what, everybody just gave a great effort. They gave the best of their ability that they have at this point. But, you know, that's what, you know, off seasons and all that are for, is to, you know, get better at your craft. And if you just come to practice on, you know, May 4th or May 3rd and think you're going to be a ball player, you are sadly mistaken. When you're trying to hit a round object with a round object and trying to stop a round object, you know, those are difficult tasks to do without having some off-season work. So, you know, those that put in off-season work are going to get better, and those that don't are, you know, it's just going to be minimal. It's just the way it is in life. If you work at something, you're going to get better. If you don't, you're probably going to stay the same or get worse.
Absolutely. Coach, three other young ladies that non-seniors that I haven't mentioned yet, Natalie, Alexis, and Aaron. I'm sure at times probably did some of the things you needed them to do this season.
Well, you know what? Aaron was fighting some situations, and you know what? She gave me the best of her ability when she was there. Alexis Gruen, you know what? She was the DP at the beginning of the season, and you know what, she's going to be a ball player. You know, Natalie, she's, you know, very, very, very young, and you know what, if she sticks with it, she's going to make some improvement as well.
Coach, and I saved the six seniors till the end. A good group of kids, like you said, a lot of teams had kids not go out. You had six seniors go out. That's a pretty big number for a lot of schools, so had to be happy with that group.
I was super happy with this group. They were, you know, a positive group. They came to compete every single day. You know, and many of them had to move around positions. Emily Kirkhoff, who started out in center field, ended up at shortstop. Lexi, who started at short, moved to first. Maya Nelson played three different positions this summer. She played third, she played a little bit of short, and then she went out to center field, which she's a natural outfielder, but anything you ask that kid to do, she will gladly do and, you know, give it her best shot. And Maya Doyle, she played left field, played a little bit of third base. And then Miranda Benton, who played right field pretty much all season long. And then Joe Fries, who played second base for us and, you know, had some nice plays over there. I can remember two or three double plays that got us out of some big innings. So, yeah, those kids, they're going to be missed. You know, anytime you have a big group like that and they all keep coming back, that's a tribute to them, because they have not all been starters for years and years and years. Some of them, you know, maybe this is their first year of starting. So you just really have to appreciate kids that stay with the program and wait their turn. Sometimes your turn is not until, you know, you're a junior or senior. Seems like now kids, if I don't get to play right away, they, you know, they abandon ship. But, you know, like I say, a lot of credit to these kids, a loyalty to the program. I just have a lot of love for all of them, because it's not easy to be a softball player. There is a lot of work to be done before you get to play. So just I know these kids are going to be, you know, they're going to adult great. There's a bunch of them that are going into healthcare, and pretty much almost all of them. I think we have a business person in the crew. But there's a lot of people that are going out there that want to help others, and I just think they're going to be great adults.
I absolutely agree. And, Coach, as I was kind of glancing at the roster, I did miss a junior, I think, Augusta Lynn Newman. So I probably better bring her up so I don't forget about her.
Right. Well, and Al was another one that I gave some opportunities to do some pinch hitting for us. and she's our she's only one of two left-handed batters. So, and that's another kid that is just all in for the program and just great to be around. Again, she'll do anything we ask. She's always got a great attitude. And you know what? I can say that up and down the lineup. I just, you know, I love those kids. They're so pleasant to be around. They've got great attitudes. And you know what? That comes directly from their parents. You can always tell parents that are doing it right. They've got kids that can take criticism. They have kids that will work hard without complaint. They get where they need to be. And the thing that I really loved is those parents show up for ball games. They support their kids, whether they're on the bench or whether they're getting to start every night. So when you have family support like that, you know, you've got great kids to work with.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun getting a chance to talk to you. Appreciate everything you do as far as getting us results. I know you got a lot of media people that are constantly trying to get stuff from you. So appreciate you working with all of us the way that you do, and looking forward to next season because I know things are going to be stepping in the right direction for IKM Manning.
Thanks, Jeff, and we appreciate you guys coming to the games and, you know, and hounding me for stats, which is great because, you know, people want to know. We're in that day and age where everybody wants to see what's going on, and you know, they want to support the kids. So, you know, I appreciate you and all that you guys do over there at KKRL. I know you were at a number of our games this year, and that's, you know, that's a treat to have, you know, people on the radio as well.
Well, Coach, appreciate it again. Head Coach Joy Gross again with the IKM Manning softball team.